אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 93 בהסתכלות פנימית אות י"ח. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם, ניתן לשאול שם גם שאלות, שאלות נבחרות תישאלנה במהלך השיעור. ספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 93 אות י"ח.
מה יש לנו באות י"ח?
What have we got in letter 18? The entire reality. I see, yeah.
ונמשכת יש מיש. ורק הרצון לקבל בלבד הוא מחודש ונמשך יש מעין.
בבקשה.
עוד י"ח.
עוד פעם.
כל המציאות כלולה באינסוף ברוך הוא. ונמשכת יש מיש. ורק הרצון לקבל בלבד הוא מחודש ונמשך יש מעין. ודע שכל עניין החידוש שהמציא הבורא יתברך בזו הבריאה שאמרו זל שהוציא אותה יש מעין, אין זה החידוש נופל זולת על הצורה של הרצון ליהנות.
על הצורה של הרצון ליהנות.
Over the form of the desire to bestow. Meaning the desire to enjoy. Meaning the desire to enjoy remain. Yeah, root and branch. This is me. My form cannot be changed whatsoever. The Creator can hide a little bit for me, or can open up a bit. But this is the matter that does not change. This is the form that appear in my awareness more or less, and then I can enter such work with him that as much as he opened up for me this matter called desire to receive, to enjoy, I give it the right form. I want to give it the right form by the group and ask of it to bring the light, to give me the imprint, the right form of the letters. Yes? Over the matter. This is what I want, but the matter itself remains the same matter. Rather, its usage, instead of a desire to enjoy from just something that entered me so that it wouldn't be more than a thin light, yeah, fine light. I want to enjoy being the bestower, and then the entire light of Ein Sof passes from me to the fellow man. For the time being, I don't see it as the fellow man, but then I see it as my entire kli. Yes, this is how I acquire the entire world, which become mine, and this is how I receive it, I accept it as full with the revelation of the Creator, of the pleasure within the desire. All right? Well, read again. The entire reality, include of the existence, which brought out existence from absence, apply only to the form of desire.
שכל עניין החידוש שהמציא הבורא יתברך בזו הבריאה שאמרו זל, שהוציא אותה יש מאין, אין זה החידוש נופל זולת על הצורה של הרצון ליהנות, המוטבע בכל נברא. שיותר מזה, לא נתחדש כלום בסוד הבריאה, שזה סוד יוצר אור ובורא חושך. ופירש הרמב"ן דמילת בורא מורה על חידוש, דהיינו מה שלא היה מקודם זה. והנך רואה שלא נאמר הוא בורא אור, והיינו משום שאין בו חידוש, על דרך המצאת יש מאין. כי האור וכל הכלול באור הוא שהוא כל המוחשות והמושכלות הנעימות שבעולם, כל זה נמשך יש מיש, כלומר שכבר כלולים הם בו יתברך. ואם כן, אין בהם בחינת חידוש, ועל כן נאמר יוצר אור, להורות שאין בו בחינת חידוש ובריאה. אבל על החושך, שהוא כולל כל המוחשות והמושכלות הבלתי נעימים, עליהם נאמר ובורא חושך, כי המציא אותם יש מאין ממש. כלומר, שאין זה חס ושלום במציאותו יתברך כלל וכלל, אלא שנתחדש עכשיו, אשר השורש לכולם הוא הצורה של הרצון ליהנות, הכלול באורותיו המתפשטים הימנו יתברך, אשר מתחילה היא רק כהה מן האור העליון, ועל כן נקראת חושך בערך האור.
Hence it is called darkness by the value of the light. However, eventually descends and come through it the klipot, the sitacha, the other side, and the wickeds, which are totally cut off by her, by the root of life, which is the secret of what is written, and her legs descend to death, meaning her legs indicate the final thing. It means that the leg of the Malchut, which is the desire to receive, that is in the expansion of his light, finally descend from it the aspect of death to the Sitra Acha. And they are fed after the Sitra Acha. Questions? Yes.
You said that my vessels are in others, and that their vessels I can reveal the Creator. Do I need to do all this restriction on all this process that they're describing?
I don't know. What is written that you're asking about? I must know precisely what's happened with the text.
According to what you said.
I've said many things. Now I've said. Earlier I said it.
So you said that the external vessels are those vessels that I can receive through them. The question is, do I do a restriction on them or only on my vessel?
On my vessel.
Can you renew the whole reality and is contained in existence from existence? What is the mechanism of existence from absence? How does that desire happen from absence?
I don't know. No one knows that. That's the only action of creator, of the Creator. Hence he's called the Creator, something that is external. He did something that did not exist before. This is something we do not understand. Is attainment is existence from absence? No. Existence from absence, it's only one interaction. The rest comes from what's exist.
So how is that associated with me, this sentence? That the reality is all existence from existence. Everything is existence from existence.
After we already come out of existence from absence, we ourselves becoming existence from the absence that existed.
And if I identify things in me that I haven't seen?
Well, close your eyes and then you'll open up so you didn't see.
Okay, so what is it, the opposite world I have seen?
No, you're a philosopher. You're sitting too close to Mikam, I think. No. All these words are...
I am scrutinizing.
No. There's nothing in it. We need to long to attain and not to philosophize. Hence, I like to talk about what is before us, what we need to do in order to attain. And just talking about exalted things that have nothing to do with us for the time being, I don't like talking about because it's unrealistic. Here we are engaging in this, in bestowal, in attainment, and not in mental philosophizing. What is existence for existence from absence? That's light years from us. Until we will not attain at least the initial spiritual kelim, we cannot even begin talking about it.
It could be that I'm not claiming anything. But you talked about the desire to receive, which is renewing. It is something that is renewing.
Renewing does not mean that it's constantly is born existence from absence. Existence from absence, we are only talking of once the creation of the desire to enjoy that stemmed from the Creator, which in that case is called the desire to delight. So from the desire to bestow of the Creator emerged the desire to receive of the creature that did not exist beforehand whatsoever. Hence, this action is called creation. Creation. And hence, there's no further creation other than this action. Hence, he's called the Creator. He who creates light and create darkness. That's all. All right, give it to Amikam. Let's see.
The talk here is about this compared to that, meaning creation is also... He compared this compared to that, meaning there's a matter of holiness and impurity in the creation. The question is, how do we differentiate? You know, in movies, there are such movies that sometimes someone is standing that is very similar to looking like the guy who's running after him, or the good compared to the bad, or completely identical. And there's someone who's standing with a gun, and the good saying, I'm the bad, and the bad saying, no, I'm the good, and we don't know who to shoot. Yeah, there's two that are totally identical, and you don't know.
So I'm telling you, you should see two of them.
Oh, you should shoot them both.
Yeah, shoot them both.
Or he should shoot himself. That's also a possibility.
No.
We're talking about an imprint. That's the question now. An imprint of the letters. How do we really know how to identify that I'll imprint this or I'll imprint that?
I'm telling you, through the group, only through the group, there's no one as wise as the experienced. He who is experienced, only by working in the group, practically, it is work. You do not know yet what it means. That in our world, we are doing actions, we don't know what and how. Rather, we were told to sit this way, to turn that way, to grab something that way and relate to things one way or another. In this world, we are acting out of patterns or cubes of education without even knowing what we are doing. You can sit with kids, how they are become wiser. What is their wisdom? Being more sophisticated. Copying others. Sorry, no, not sophisticated, rather copying. Yes, copying. Right, like an ape, like a monkey. This is our whole learning. This is our whole wisdom. Also nowadays, what you have as being wise, you think you're wise, right? Say, it is all because you absorbed such patterns, pre-prepared, pre-prepared by others. The nature of these patterns. What is the true nature of these patterns? You do not know. You just know that I need to relate to this that way and to that way, etc. So all in all, you become as if wise in life. Meaning you've learned many type of relationships toward different things. This is considered that you are wise. Now, when we learn about entering spirituality, there is no such thing. You are not studying pre-prepared patterns. Hence, you need to come to spirituality from the opposite form. Truly opposite form. And to study it from its opposite, because only then you learn it from its internality, the internality of each and everything. What in its root, in its foundation, you decompose. This is the light and the vessel. This is the desire to bestow and to receive. To the last element, but the last element, existence from absence, and existence from existence, that remains. Beyond that, you cannot penetrate, because then you already belong to the creature, but you reach your foundation, your root. So we are philosophizing something that is unknown to us. It's you're as if just licking it on the outside. It's as if you're coming to a computer and licking it like a little animal. But what's inside? You think you know what's inside because you're licking it and you feel some taste and you think, well, I already know it. This is how we are with respect to creation. Hence, we need to go only at attaining. And later on, we can talk. And do not philosophize beforehand, which you are so enchanted of. The fulfillment is in the letter Kuf, or the letter Taf, as if you know what the fulfillment is. Learn exactly what he teaches you, and no more. And try and study with the group, no less and no more. Because this is called smart at night. His wisdom is greater than his deeds. It deviates the person from the path, and this is why I'm telling you, try. I understand your mind that you don't have the feeling as yet, but when a person comes to study, doesn't have a feeling, all right, he wants to understand intellectually. I know it over myself. However, we need to try and develop the perception, because the perception is in the desire to enjoy and not in the mind. And we want to leave our desire to enjoy as he is and waiting for pleasure and working with the mind. And this is incorrect. I'm telling you, in such way, should you continue, we will advance, and you, in 10 years' time, will see yourself in the same state as wise at night. I'm telling you, it's a pity. I'm not only to you, I'm saying to many such friends. We need to study only what belongs to the deed, which the Creator created in order to do. And you begin to philosophize with such sefirot and sphere and patsufim in Garda Tzilut, that what does it give you if you don't know what it talks about? Rather, you are licking one computer, then you're licking the second computer, then the third, and you're philosophizing what did you understand out of it. From what? What does it give you? You don't know what depth is in there. That is totally opposite to what you've got. Hence, these philosophizing are hard to tolerate. It's truly Jerusalem Kabbalist. You have copied into you all that is written in the book and start like in a circus with 10 or 20 balls. Start, how do you call it in Hebrew?
Lahatutim.
All right. Juggling. I can't hear it from 10 people.
From English, it is to juggle.
Lehatet
in Hebrew, in to juggle. He's talking here about the form which is imprinted on the desire. And now he's starting all of a sudden in the second part to talk about the other side, the Sidracha and the Klipot, and I don't understand how it's connected.
What is it that you do not understand?
I understand that there's a desire and there's something that's imprinted upon it.
If in the desire imprinted the form of bestowal, it is called sanctity. If imprinted the form of reception, it is called klipa, shell. As simple as that. It all depends on the form. Hence, our studying is a formative studying. Hence, we study, we say, the matter, the desire to receive, and the form clothed in the matter, or klipa, shell, or kdusha, sanctity. And between the two is our whole learning. This is what we have. But we learn from the form. If we are not receiving the form over the matter, it is not the learning. It's not what the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about. There are people who are attracted to external actions. Without intention, we are calling these actions. if at the end there's no intention to attain the intention, because we also do these actions, but the intention is to reach from not lishma to lishma, to for the Creator's sake. But if it is not for the sake of the Creator, and the actions are done in order to for themselves, it is called as a monkey following man. Yeah, it's not just the ordinary person in the street, rather those people who think that in their physical actions there is sanctity, but it isn't there, right? Because the intention is lacking, right? And in general, the something that bring to the intention, but they think that they're already in sanctity, then they are as a monkey following men. And this is the problem. So this is in the deed. Now, there are the same people, not the same, but a different type of people that are even studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, but are longing for the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are not so many deeds, yeah? Like, so they are longing for wisdom instead of attainment, right? They too are already in the wisdom of Kabbalah as a monkey versus man, because their goal, they think that they can remain where they are and only to wisen up. There, they think only of external actions, and here, they think of understanding what is written. That's all. And this is considered attainment for them. So it is a problem. We need, and it is in each and every one to some extent. Each and every type. One is consists of everything. All right, let's continue.
Item 19. Did we come to item 19? Yeah. Because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those are not in our root are burdensome and painful to us. Again, because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful to us.
Meaning, what is in Ein Sof is good for us. What isn't in Ein Sof, what does it mean it isn't there? How could it be? Meaning, it's there, however, in an opposite form to Ein Sof. In a composition that is not in Ein Sof, rather in a different composition. This will be as in sufferings, as if bending Ein Sof. If it is Ein Sof, but in the degrees that are far less and less and less, then I have less pleasure, right? And then nevertheless, I'm feeling that I'm in something to some extent in the light, maybe smaller pleasure, etc. Nevertheless, I'm in the same direction, in acceptance with it. However, when I, in an opposite manner that is completely bent up for myself, then I feel it as sufferings. Is that clear? What do you mean not? What's the difference? Ein Sof is wholeness, where the Creator and the creature are in equivalence, when they are in adhesion, when the creature is in the same height, the same attainment, the same level as the Creator. And there's no... And Ein Sof is the state where is no flaw in it. On our side, it is the end of correction from below upwards. However, he in itself is complete. From there we receive all the lights, all the corrections. Everything reaches only from Ein Sof. Why? Because only from that complete state, only from that state we can receive the same light that corrects something. It cannot be from a lesser degree to that. Why is it so important? Every degree that is less than Ein Sof have some flaw in it. this flaw, if it is in any degree, it is integrated as a flaw in all the details of each degree, because they're all included of 10, included of 10, included of 10. Because every degree is on a different degree of Ein Sof, different measurements of Ein Sof. But in it, there are all the elements and all the components that were in Ein Sof, however, restricted. Meaning, with respect to the creatures, the same Ein Sof has been restricted, has shrunk. And in that shrinkage, there is certain absent things in there. As this diminishment, this, nevertheless, it is some type of a corruption. Even though it is not oppositeness to the Creator, nevertheless, there's certain covering there. Hence, there is a flaw in all the degrees of sanctity up to Ein Sof, 125 degrees, which are all sanctity. Nevertheless, in each and every one of them, versus Ein Sof, there is kind of a lack. Hence, no degree can correct a lower degree to it, and further lower and lower. No degree, only Ein Sof. Because in Ein Sof you have wholeness in all the degrees, because all the sefirot are integrated with all the sefirot and all the sefirot. So if there is even a small malfunctioning, it already exists in each and every, or a little defect there, it already exists in all the states, and only the light that come all the way from Ein Sof can correct it.
Meaning it's blessed and it's requested, and we need to know how to work with this. Meaning the light altogether does the work from the moment there till our place. At that time.
So what's the question?
My question is, what's the difference between this and the state that you describe, which the flaw, the corruption is opposite?
No, the opposite corruption is in the worlds of after the worlds of Bia. But I'm talking about degrees of sanctity. The degrees of sanctity are from in order to bestow further up, say from Parsa onwards, upwards. We also count it from this world, but to the extent that this world ascend to Atzilut.
Okay, I understood. In continuance to what you explained earlier to Amikam, what should my attitude be towards these high, exalted things that we're studying right now? Meaning it's so distant, all of a sudden I feel that it's so...
I need to be impressed by it in order to receive the power to long for it and long for the group where I realize it. If you're living the lesson and you have nothing in mind, in your brain, but you have the impression that this is great and I must attain it, that's an asset. You've truly acquired an asset. If you live the lesson and in your mind there are 1,001 definitions, philosophies, etc., and you enjoy it, you've entered the klipa.
Rav, how do I need to relate to this saying, being branches that are extended from Ein Sof, the things that are root are pleasurable to us? What pleasure does it give me to bestow now?
No, you have no pleasure from bestowing.
But that's what's written, that's everything that there is in the root.
No, the fulfillment brings you pleasure.
It says that all that there is in the root...
But what is the root? The root is the Creator. No. He created the desire to enjoy, to receive, and fulfilled it. And the desire to receive, that receive fulfillment from the Creator, he enjoys. Because this is how he was created. From the same state that one fulfilled the other, and he who filled the fulfillment enjoys, from the same very state. Also in us remain that when we receive fulfillment from the Creator...
Meaning the quality of bestowal I shouldn't relate to here, only to the filling.
Of course, like in Ein Sof. In Ein Sof there's no bestowal. In Ein Sof, there's no bestowal. In Ein Sof, it's prior to the restriction.
But there's no mutual bestowal in Ein Sof. There's that same harmony, that same flow, that everyone becomes a channel? Or?
In Ein Sof, there is Malchut of Ein Sof and the light of Ein Sof. The light of Ein Sof fulfills the Malchut of Ein Sof according to the desire of the Malchut. Fulfill it. Like that. As much as she wants, she receives it and enjoys. And then, due to that, you receive the recognition that I'm the receiver, hence you make restriction and all the actions further.
But the Malchut becomes Keter?
No, that's after the Ein Sof. You don't know the order of the actions. No. We'll move to the next part.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson and we will sing together a song.
Change. I was about to jump in, a new chapter begins.